Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So you all, tonight we're talking about, you know, being, you know, shaking ourselves free from ungodly soul ties. Shaking ourselves free from ungodly soul ties. You all, a lot of us are still dealing with soul ties, and we need to be, once and for all, we need to shake ourselves free from these ungodly soul ties. So we're going to start off in the book of Genesis, chapter 49, you all, and we're going to start at verse 4, and we're going to go down to verse 7. So there's Genesis chapter 49, verse 4. Through 7, the Bible says, unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it, and he went up to my couch. Zimia and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty are in their dwelling place. Verse 6 says, let not my soul enter their council, let not my honor be united to their assembly, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Verse 7 says, cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. So you all, in verse 4, you all, I want you to understand, the oldest son was supposed to receive a double inheritance, but Reuben lost his special honor, unstable and untrustworthy, especially in his younger days. He had gone so far as to sleep with one of his father's concubines. So Jacob could not give the birthright blessing to such a dishonorable son. So here when we look at the Lord separated Simeon and Levi because they exerted a bad influence upon one another. A soul tie is a bond you all between two individuals. The soul's mind, wills, and emotions of the individuals knit or joined together. So ungodly soul ties can be formed through fornication. So that means you're with someone, you're having sexual relationships with that you're not married to. So now you form a soul tie. When we look in the book of Genesis, you all, 34, you all, chapter 34, and I'll give you time to get there. Chapter 34, I want to take you and let you all see this here in the book of Genesis, chapter 34, verse 2 to 3, if you have your Bibles. Amen. So in Genesis chapter 34, verse 2 to 3 here, we see the Bible says, and when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attached to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. In verse, that's 2 and 3, you all. So when we look at the scripture and witchcraft, so we operate, the soul ties can come in fornication and in witchcraft. When we look in the book of Galatians, hallelujah, chapter 3, and I just want y'all to follow. You can highlight this in your Bible and go back to it. Amen, because I'm going to break it down a little bit more for you. In Galatians, you all, chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going with you so that way I won't go too fast for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody there already? Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. If somebody have it, read it for me. If you have your Bible, Galatians 3, chapter 1, and then we'll go to verse 4, chapter 4, verse 17. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Anybody, when you get there, let me know, and then I want you to read that for me. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me on the line? Hello?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, do you have Galatians chapter 3, verse 1? Nobody has it?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody can read it for me. Go ahead.
Oh, foolish salvation, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture of his death on the cross. And that's the New Living Translation version.
Amen. Amen. And then when we look at Galatians chapter 4, and I'll read it, chapter 4, verse 17, you all, as we're backing up what is being taught here tonight. The Bible says they zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you that you may be zealous for them. Amen. So when we look at here, as mentioned earlier, people not only need to be loose from demons, when we talked about this previously about 2 weeks ago, but also from other people. Ungodly soul ties are avenues to which spirits of control, domination, witchcraft, and manipulation operate. So if you are linked with the wrong people, you will be in bondage, often unknowingly to you. So it is never the will of God for one individual to control another. Please understand that. It is never the will of God for one individual to control another. True freedom is being delivered from any controlling power that hinders you from fulfilling the will of God. So often those under control are unaware that they are being controlled. This is why many times the control is so difficult to break, because you don't realize that you are being controlled. So an ungodly soul tie will result in the presence of an evil influence in your life. So while good soul ties help you in your walk with God, ungodly soul ties hinder you in your walk with the Lord. So like today, me and my church members and extended family, we got together and we fellowship. So those are good soul ties that, you know, increase us in our walk with God, increase in our walk with the Lord. So ungodly soul ties in the Bible include Ahab and Jezebel when we look in 1 Kings. So you can write this down and go back to it. When we look in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 2. Solomon and his wives, they turned his heart away from the Lord. We find this also in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 through 4, and in chapter 3. And it's just so you can go and research this yourself and go back and read it for yourself as we're talking about shaking yourself free from ungodly soul ties. And we look at Levi and Simeon in Genesis. We just got the reading in chapter 49, verse 5 through 7, you all. And understanding, you know, talking about ungodly soul ties, the Bible says, Father in Jesus, our prayer should be this, you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I loose myself from all relationships that are not ordained of God, all relationships that are not of the spirit but of the flesh, all relationships based on control, domination, or manipulation, all relationships based on lust and deception, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, amen, and amen. Pray that prayer and be loose from these ungodly soul ties. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. When we look in the book of Philippians, you all, we're going to talk about shaking yourself free from the memory of your past experience. Some of us are holding on to the memory of those things. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 says, forgetting those things which are behind. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 says, forgetting those things which are behind. A lot of us are still focusing on those things that happened to us in the past. We can't for some reason bind ourselves to shake those things that happened to us years ago, weeks ago, or whatever it is, to be free from this. So there is an evil spirit named memory, you all. It's called memory recall, that can cause a person to have flashbacks of past experiences. So this keeps a person in bondage to traumatic experiences of their past. So this spirit causes a person to remember experiences of hurt, pain, and rejection. Those things that happen to some of us in childhood, and if you've been married in a marriage or relationship, if you know it continues to play itself over and over, this is memory recall. So although there may be experiences in your life you will never completely forget, you should not be in bondage to the past through your memory. The enemy should not be able to trigger these things in your memory that hinder you in your present or in your future life. So this is why your memory needs to be loose from bad experiences of hurt and trauma. Amen. So your prayer should be, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come by faith today, Lord God, to receive. As I loose myself from the effects of all the bad memories, painful memories, and memories of the past that would hinder me in the present or the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Just simple as that, you all. No long God our prayer, as simple as that, praying that prayer by faith and receiving it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Another thing, you all, we need to shake ourselves free from unforgiveness and bitterness. A lot of us are operating in unforgiveness and bitterness, and we try to figure out why is all this happening? Why is the enemy attacking me? Because we've given him legal rights and legal access into us because we're operating in unforgiveness and bitterness. See, unforgiveness opens the door for tormenting spirits, you all. When we look in the book of Matthew chapter 18, you'll see this here. Matthew chapter 18, you all. Let's go over to it right now. Matt, if you got your Bible, go to Matthew chapter 18 here and read with me. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 18, at that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? So bitterness opens the door for spirits of infirmity. So you want to read the whole book of chapter 18, you all. And so I'm not going to go through the whole chapter, but for you, when you have an opportunity, read Matthew chapter 18. So bitterness, you all, opens the door for spirits of infirmity, including arthritis and cancer. So it's symbolized by gall and wormwood, and unforgiveness is the result of being hurt, rejected, abandoned, disappointed, you all, abused, raped, molested, taken advantage of, lied on, cheated, talked about. It's so many one after another that I can call out today. So your prayer should be this: Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come by faith receiving. I loose myself from all bitterness, unforgiveness, and resentment. I loose to God those who have offended me or hurt me in any way. I loose myself from all spirits right now of infirmity as a result of my bitterness. I close that door in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody come on, come in agreement with me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless. Thank y'all. We know y'all here with me. Amen.
Yeah.
Again, you all, we need to shake ourselves free from emotional pain and bondage. We're dealing with so much, a lot of us, emotional pain and bondage. So, and the question I ask, are you loosing your emotions? Are you losing your emotion? The emotions are a part of the soul along with the will and the mind. There are many people bound and blocked in their emotions. Spirits of hurt, rejection, anger, you know, brokenheartedness, you know, grief, sadness, hatred, bitterness, and rage can occupy the emotions, causing emotional pain. So your emotions, you all, were created by God to express joy and sorrow. So both should be natural responses to different situations. See, the enemy, however, comes in to cause extremes in the emotional realm and even blockage whereby a person is unable to express the proper emotions. So a lot of times we're not even expressing the proper emotions. And emotional pain and bondage can come as a result of traumatic experiences of the past, including rape, incest, abuse, death of a loved one, war, tragedies of rejection, abandonment, and accidents, and so on. So this should be your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come. Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority given to me to bind and loose, I loose my emotions from every evil spirit that has come in as a result of experiences of the past. I loose myself from all hurt, deep hurt, pain, sadness, grief, anger, hatred, rage, bitterness, fear, bound and blocked emotions. I command these spirits to come out, and I decree right now freedom to my emotions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you said in prayer,
amen,
hallelujah,
amen,
then you are free
amen
today. Hallelujah. By faith, receive it in the
thank
name
you
of Jesus Christ
thank
of Nazareth.
You
shake yourself free from a cult bondage. Some of us have entered into a cult bondage past or present now, not knowingly. You all understand what a cult is. We talked about that, I believe, in our minister training class. The word a cult means hidden, you all. Hidden. So the involvement in the occult opens the door for many demons, including spirits of depression, suicide, death, destruction, sickness, mental illness, addictions, lust. It's so many things. Occult practices include you all a Jawa board and you know, the little Ouija boards you all, horoscopes, palm reading, tea leaf reading, psychic, readers and advisors, drugs, you all, black magic and white magic, ESP. So this should be our prayer, you all. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come by faith to receive. I loose myself from all occult enrollment, all sorcery, divination, witchcraft, psychic inheritance, rebellion, all confusion, sickness, death, and destruction as a result of occult enrollment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Be loose, be free tonight. Amen. Amen. If you said that prayer,
amen,
you are free by faith. It's by faith, you all. By faith. I could buy my faith with your faith that you are free, that you're loose on tonight to never be bound again by these situations and circumstances unknown to you and known to you. Amen. Again, you all, let's talk about shaking yourself free from mental attacks. How many of us have all different attacks on our mind? If we could just get our mind, have our mind at peace. So let's talk about shaking ourselves free from mental attacks. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." You are the way you think you are. Understand this. We are the way that we think. So the mind has always been a favorite target of the enemy. So if the devil can control your mind, he can control your life. Spirits that attack the mind include mind control, confusion, mental breakdowns, mind binding. Amen. Mind-binding and mind-binding spirits, insanity, madness, mania, fantasy, evil thinking, migraines, mental pain, and negative thinking, you all. They are all what I call stinking thinking. You've heard that before, stinking thinking. So the good news is that you can loose yourself, including your mind, from all evil influences that operate through your mind. Mind control is a common spirit, you all, that has been identified by the name of octopus. Octopus. That is a mind control spirit that can resemble an octopus or a squid with tentacles, you all, that grasp and control the mind. So deliverance from mind control releases a person from mental pressure, mental pain, confusion, and mental torment. So mind control spirits can enter through listening to ungodly music, reading occult books, pornography, false teaching, false religions, drugs, and passivity. So your prayer should be, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come, Lord God, in faith, believing to receive. I loose my mind from all spirits of control, confusion, mental bondage, insanity, madness, fantasy, passivity, intellectualism, knowledge block, ignorance, mind-binding, lust, and evil thinking. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you pray that prayer tonight, you are loosed by your faith. Amen. Amen. You know, I was going to talk about shaking, you know, taking yourself free from demonically controlled will. Demonically controlled will. When we look in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 42, the Bible says, "Not my will, but yours be done." Not my will, but yours be done. So one of the greatest gifts given to man is that of a free will, you all. The freedom to choose and to decide is given to everyone. The Lord does not force us to obey him. He does not. You have to choose his will over your will. He gives us a choice to humble ourselves and submit our will to his will. So the devil, on the other hand, attempts to dominate. I want y'all to hear this. The devil attempts to dominate and control our will for his evil purposes. So when you find yourself unable to submit your will to the will of God, it is because your will is being controlled by the powers of darkness. Your will needs to be loose to follow the will of the Lord. So spirits that invade and control the will include stubbornness, you all, self-will, anti-submissiveness, rebellion, pride, disobedience, lust, and witchcraft. So your prayer should be, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come by faith, O God, to receive. At this time, I loose my will from all control, domination, and manipulation from Satan, his demons, and other people. I loose my will from all lust, rebellion, stubbornness, pride, self-will, selfishness, and anti-submissive spirits that block and hinder my will, I break and loose myself from all chains around my will, and I submit my will to the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer tonight by faith, then you are free. You are loose. Amen. Now, we're going to talk about shaking yourself free from sexual perversion. That means you're not married, you're doing everything else, hallelujah. And we're going to talk about what that is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, can we just keep it real tonight? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, flee from fornication. Flee from fornication. You are less of a spirit that is pervasive. It's pervasive. And in our days, in our day and age, you are sexual perversion includes incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, masturbation, pornography, fornication, and adultery. So the sex drive is one of the strongest appetites in the human body. So Satan desires to control and pervert it outside the marital relationship in which it is blessed. So many believers struggle in this area with the companion spirit of guilt and condemnation. So spirits of lust and perversion can operate in any part of the physical body, including the genitals, you all, your hands, your eyes, your mouth, your stomach, and so on. So any part of your body given to sexual sin will be invaded and controlled by spirits of lust. So an example would be the eyes in viewing pornography, you all, and the hands in the acts of masturbation, or the tongue in filthy conversation. So your passion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come up, Father God, by faith to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose all members of my body, including my mind, memory, eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet, and my entire sexual character from all lust, perversion, sexual impurity, uncleanness, lavishness, promiscuity, pornography, fornication, homosexuality, fantasy, filthiness, burning passion, and uncontrollable sex drive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are free tonight by faith. Hallelujah. Surrender all over you all. Sometimes that's the hardest place to surrender. So, oh, Lord, you know, it says, and God know my heart. We go back and do that again, but you're opening yourself up. So finally, shake yourself free from sexual perversion. You all, shake yourself free from evil inheritance. And I want to explain it to you all what evil inheritances are. And their weaknesses and tendencies can be inherited from the sins of the fathers, you all. For example, a person born to an alcoholic parent, alcoholic parents will have a higher chance of becoming an alcoholic. Sickness and disease can run in the bloodline, which is why doctors will often check to see if there a history of certain sicknesses in the family, you know, in the bloodline. He'll ask you, what about on your mother's side? Does anybody have diabetes? Anybody have high blood pressure? You know, anybody have cancer? They'll ask you these questions. So some of these evil inheritances include lust, perversion, witchcraft, you all, pride, rebellion, divorce, alcohol, hatred, bitterness, idolatry, poverty, ignorance, and sickness, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Familiar spirits are demons. You are demons familiar with the person and the family because often they have been in the family for generations. So sometimes these spirits are difficult to break because of how deep their roots run into the family line. You know, I'll talk more about how to break generational demons. You all later, you know, another time in Bible study, we'll talk about, you know, stubborn demons and how do we, you know, be able to lose ourselves from those stubborn demons that are rooted in our family bloodline that have been inherited. So your prayer should be, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come by faith to receive. In Jesus' name, I loose myself from all evil inheritance, including inherited weaknesses, attitudes, thought patterns, sickness, witchcraft, lust, rebellion, poverty, ungodly lifestyles, and strife. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. We're gonna wrap up here. Does anybody have any questions so far that we've gone through so far here tonight?
No, everything's good.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Connie. Amen. Kayla, do you have any questions?
I'm good.
Okay. Darlena, what about you?
No, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you.
Sister Joy, God bless you, too. Sister Joy, what about you?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. I hope this is informative to you all tonight. The lesson is being taught tonight.
Quite a few things.
Amen. So you, I'm just going to go over a little bit more here with you all, and then I'll let you all go. I won't keep you all too long tonight. Another thing we want to talk about, shaking yourself free from fear. A lot of us are dealing with operating in fear and in anxiety. See, fear is a paralyzing spirit that keeps people bound in many areas of their lives. This spirit manifests itself in numerous ways, you all. Fear of rejection, works with rejection and self-rejection, fear of hurt. You know, how many of us have dealt with that? You know, fear of authority, including, you know, pastors, fear of witchcraft, you know, fear of career, fear of dying, fear of failure, you know, fear of the future, fear of responsibility, you know, fear of darkness, fear of being alone, fear of what people will think about you, fear of what people say about you, you know, fear of hell and fear of demons and deliverance, fear of poverty and terror and fright and sudden fear, you know, apprehension. All of these manifestations must be broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In short is this. This prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now by my faith, Lord God, I loose myself from all fears, including childhood fears, fears from trauma, fears from the past, and all inherited fears, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen. It's simple as that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Receive it. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then, you know, dealing with rejection, a lot of us are dealing with that. How do I shake myself from this? How do I, you know, loose myself from rejection? You know, shaking yourself free from rejection. Rejection, you all, prevents us, from giving or receiving love from God or from other people. See, there is also a spirit called rejection from the womb that enters the womb because a child was unwanted. So self-rejection and fear of rejection are other, you know, related spirits. Rejection is also a doorkeeper, you all. This spirit opens the door for other spirits to enter, including fear, hurt, unforgiveness, you all, and bitterness. Mm-hmm. It links with rebellion and causes schizophrenia or double-mindedness. It causes you to be double-minded, you know, wavering in your choices and decisions. You know, so also, you know, almost everyone has experienced rejection at one time or another in life. See, people can be rejected because either of their gender, their skin color, or economic status, their, you know, the size that you are, the shape, your color, whatever. There's so many things that we can be rejected from or have experienced. Rejection is a major stronghold in the lives of many of you all. Many around the world. So your prayer should be, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come, Lord God, to receive by faith today. For your word said, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So right now, hallelujah, with the authority that's in me, in Jesus' name, I loose myself from the spirit of rejection. I am accepted in the beloved. I am the chosen one of God in Christ Jesus. I loose myself from self-rejection and sabotage. I loose myself from fear of man and people pleasing. I seek only to please God. I loose myself to receive love from God and from others without fear. I close the door on rejection right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I close the door on fear, hurt, unforgiveness, bitterness, and rebellion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's so much that we are, you know, been bound with and just being delivered from these soul ties and strongholds, you all, that, you know, we've been dealing with for so long.
Right.
And so I'm going to wrap up here, you all, and just go a little bit more here with you and just shaking yourself free from a guilty conscience. Some of us are guilty of things that we said and done in the past, you all. To be loose means to be forgiven and pardon, you all. So you have been forgiven by the Father through the blood of Jesus. Understand that and receive it. in Jesus' name. You are loose from guilt, shame, and condemnation. These are the works of the enemy. You must also be loose from the law of legalism, you all. So the law brings condemnation and judgment, but Jesus brings forgiveness and reconciliation. So we loose our conscience by applying the blood of Jesus by faith. Understand the key word is by faith. You got to believe to receive what is even being taught here tonight so that you can be delivered and set free. So Satan uses guilt and condemnation to beat down the believers. Believers who don't understand grace are struggling in their Christian lives, never measuring up to religious standards imposed upon them through legalism. So to be free in your conscience is to have peace in your mind. The peace of God rules in your heart. So your prayer should be this, you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I come, Lord God, by faith receiving. I loose myself from all guilt, shame, condemnation, and self-condemnation and legalism in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Just like that, you all. And you're free. Amen. You're loose by faith. Remember, by faith. Upon the blood of Jesus, by faith. Amen. Never to go back to it again. Don't go back and pick it up after you've decreed and declared that tonight. Don't go back and pick that up again. Don't pick up fear again and guilty. Don't pick up all that no more. And let's talk about what to expect when receiving deliverance real quick here as we wrap up, you all. And I thank y'all so much for being here tonight. I really, really do at the last minute. So those that are tuning in tomorrow will get it, you know, it'll be like, you know, it's live for them, but it's already been ran. But we know that the word of God is omnipotent, omnipresent. So it's a living word that is being preached. So it lives. It does not die. Amen. So
amen.
What you should expect when receiving deliverance, you all, while many deliverance involves obvious physical manifestations, not all react in this manner, you all, but some, and I said it just, some spirits leave quietly and nonviolently, so you may not have a strong physical reaction when receiving deliverance. Therefore, don't be disappointed if you don't receive it in this manner. What you should expect is a release. You know that there is a release when oppressive force disappears. Heaviness lifts up, you know, the heaviness begins to lift off of you. You know, uneasiness goes away. You know, burden or load lightens on you. Mm-hmm. And there is an inner sense of liberty, you know, freedom and divine satisfaction or contentment. So the joy of the Lord comes and you are able to rejoice. You all, this, the result of deliverance is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We see this in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17. Chapter 14, verse 17. You see the results of deliverance is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And in the book of Matthew 12:28, when devils are cast out, the kingdom of God has come. When devils are cast out, the kingdom of God comes. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. So you all, we're going to wrap up right there, right there. We thank God for the lesson on tonight. At this time, I'm going to open up the floor, you all, of the line. You all are already open. If you have any questions, I'll call your name if you have any comments. Tell us what you got from the lesson tonight, if anything. Amen. Glory to God. Thank everyone again for being on the line. So I'll call your name and then go ahead. Sister Adams, Jordan Adams, go ahead.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Jayla Williams, go ahead.
Thank you. I really needed to hear that. It really helped.
Hi.
I really needed to hear that. Like, everything you said, it helped.
Amen, daughter. God bless you. I love you. I'm going to call you after I get off this call. Amen. Out of Bible study. Thank you for being in attendance tonight. Amen. Evangelist Sabina, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you. I learned that not to, you know, operate in different spirits, like the virgin spirits, and don't be fornication spirits of different spirits. I learned to save myself before marriage, and I just feel like the lesson was speaking directly to me tonight. So I receive every word that you said in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You all, if you want me to send over you any of these prayers that you can pray over yourself, on behalf of yourself, I'll be happy to send those over to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send it over to you.
Please.
Okay. And I'll send those over to you sometime during this week. I'll send them over to you so you can have those prayers. Amen. Sister Connie,
Thank you. That was what my comment was going to be about, the fact that no matter what trial or tribulation or whatever it is that you're going through, that there's always a prayer.
Yes, amen. Scripture is right there in the Bible. I mean, to be free, you are. We don't have to live in bondage. We don't have to stay in that place of sadness and sorrow. You know, anybody that's trying to control us, annoys us. I mean, that's how the enemy operates. He comes in, you know, he don't come in loud and obnoxious and cussing you out and showing himself. No, he come in subtle in ways, make it seem like it's okay to destroy you. The Bible tells us the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and nothing else. He'll set you up to set you back, you know. So understanding that, and he doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to receive it, the knowledge of knowing how to battle that thing and how to overcome it. You know, he wants you to stay in that place of bondage and in darkness. Amen. And he's going to use you to recruit others to operate in darkness and in bondage. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight for the lesson. Father God, we thank you. We're going to get up and wrap up here. You all have a wonderful night. I thank God for you once again. I thank God for Darvina and Sister Jordan. You all for taking your time out today to celebrate with me. Hallelujah. We thank God one more time, Father God, for what you're doing, what you've done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence, Lord, I ask that you bless everyone on the line today. Bless their home and all that they're concerned about in love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As they sleep on tonight, Father God, may you send your angel that's standing in your presence, oh God, of knowledge, oh to minister to their mind, their heart, and soul, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your angel restoration, oh God, your angel healing, to minister to them, Father God, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God, bringing restoration and peace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may they stand to their feet, restored, renewed, hallelujah, by your word, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, let all receive sweet dreams and sweet sleep and peaceful dreams on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as we come against every attack of Satan and his agents that will try to give us bad dreams, we come against it right now with the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we will sweetly on tonight with sweet dreams and peace. Amen. To God be the glory. I'll be the blood of Jesus Christ for all that was taught tonight, all that's on the line. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the blood that covers us, that protects us, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a beautiful night. Again, thank you all for tuning in tonight to our Bible study. Amen.
Kathy.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time.
One time. One time. One time. bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine?